Welcome to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. Thank you for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, where biblical truths are shared. My goal is to uplift and challenge you today to find a place for dyslexia in your life and let Christ take center stage of your life. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know you are the most courageous person I know, even though we have never met. Our journey informs me that you are indeed courageous. You're gifted, you're smart, funny, and kind. So please pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and be blessed. As adults, what many of us have been left to deal with is the emotional toll of having dyslexia. We have always presented ourselves with average or above average intelligence. However, struggling in school and work, even sometimes at home, have left us questioning our self-worth. We've questioned our intelligence because we have felt so and believed to be inadequate. Now, many of us did not receive appropriate literacy instructions in a manner that we needed, which left us to conclude that our ability to learn was impaired. You know, the National Institute for Health found that 40-6% of children with dyslexia have anxiety and depression. Left untreated, these same children become adults. Yes, adults with dyslexia find themselves needing mental health support. However, for some, we must go a step further. What will it take to think and to believe differently about ourselves? You know, the Apostle Paul called this being transformed by the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:2. You see, we do not have to stay in this same rut of believing negative things about ourselves. From childhood, maybe even up to today, many of us have been programmed to believe the negative things that are said to us and about us. But the wonderful thing about God, He created this brain. He created our minds. He has given us choices, and we do not have to stay in the same place. We have options. We have choices. We can choose a different path, and we can choose it today. For example, now if you have not already, find out why you learn and process information differently. Then accept that being different is not a bad thing. It's actually exciting. Then I recommend you taking a piece of paper and writing down your coping skills, writing down patterns in how you respond and how you react to things that come up in your life. Are these same coping skills that we developed as children, are they still working for us? Many of them are not. Why? Because no matter how old we are, we can live our best life now. Life starts with what we make it. We can change things around. No different than driving a car and making a U-turn. We can make that decision because it starts with what we believe about ourselves. The past, we cannot do anything about. But we can change today. We can change our future. This is what God wants for us, a transformed experience. He wants it for us. He wants us to have an abundant life. I have a question for you. Where is your voice? What is your voice? How are you using your voice? I believe that we should be self-advocates. We should learn how to advocate for ourselves. But not just to request accommodations. We should be doing self-advocacy to change our opinion of ourselves. Someone once said that to change what we tell ourselves is synonymous with learning a new language, like a foreign language. Why is it foreign? Because our brains are not used to it. We don't even understand what people are saying. Has someone ever given you a compliment and it just bounced off of you? You wasn't even able to absorb it because you didn't believe it. And I believe this is the biggest tragedy to people that have dyslexia is the social and emotional impact it has had on us. Because we can learn to read. We can get by. But how we have been treated, you know, we have spent a lot of times, honestly, for some of us, 12 years in unhealthy environments in school. And then we enter maybe college or we go to a workplace. These have been unhealthy environments for some of us because they breed our shame and they're breeding grounds for our depression and how we feel negative about ourselves. And we get to the place where we think this is normal and we deserve it and people are right, and we get nowhere. We just kind of go around in circles. But we can start today believing differently, believing what the Word of God says about us, believing what the Word of God says about God. He loves us with an everlasting love. He wants us to have an abundant life, not just people that can read and write. We're not excluded from his promises. We are included because he loves us all. David says in Psalms 19:14, he says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." What are you meditating on? Are you meditating on negative things about yourself? Or are you meditating on the truth found in God's word? You know, we should spend a thoughtful hour, at least an hour, thinking about Christ's life, and especially the closing scenes of his life. Do you know what that would do to our neurocircuitries? Just to think on him and not about ourselves, but to think what he has done for us? David goes on to say in Psalms 49:3, "My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding." Here it goes again. What are you meditating about? What are you thinking about? What are you telling yourself? Psalms 104:34, he says, "My meditation of him," meaning Christ, "shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." Psalms 119:97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day long." In Psalms 119:99, "I have more understanding than all my teachers." Why? "For thy testimonies are my meditation." It's amazing. God has so designed that if we would meditate on his word, if we would think about his word, if we would talk about his word, if we would teach his word, if we would live his word, we would be happy, joyful, contented, at peace people, no matter what the learning difficulties have been, no matter what life has done. We can find joy in the Lord, and we can find it today. It's a choice. It's a deliberate, intentional choice every day we must make. I know it seems like I've strayed from the path in terms of taking each of the books of the Bible and doing principle talks. I've decided what I'm going to do is do that once a month, because I want to focus on getting us back on track to who God intended us to be. What has been his purpose for us? So the first Tuesday of the month, I'm going to do a principle found in the Word of God. But the other three Tuesdays, I'm going to focus on teaching us how to meditate upon the Word of God, believe the Word of God, and let the Word of God transform us. I'm tired of seeing people with dyslexia, especially adults, just floating through life. That's not what God intended. We can be happy, joyous people. And if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to teach you and myself how to do that. And then you teach someone else. And before you know it, this thing called dyslexia will no longer be our enemy. It will be something that we have been blessed with, and we can move forward. So thank you once again for joining me, for hanging in there with me, and have a blessed, blessed week. Until next time. Thank you for listening to another episode from Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. If you know an adult with dyslexia, please share these short devotionals with them. For more devotionals, please visit my website at www.wrpublication.com, where you can read or listen to archive shows. Thank you again for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, and be blessed.